Thank you for listening to this teaching from Kingdom Discipleship. In Luke chapter 2, we read, quote, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." The key to growing in our walk with Jesus will be a lifestyle of biblical intentionality with simplicity. Regrettably, most of us have little intentionality and are overly complicated. Let's open our Bible now that we may learn from the shepherds what it looks like to truly have biblical intentionality with simplicity.
Well, good morning and welcome to another teaching. It's, it's a nice early morning here in Texas. It's just a good time to be spending time with Jesus. The weather is crisp. We're almost at Christmas, so hopefully this has been an intentional December. It's not too late, right? Start spending more time with Jesus. Start spending more time in the scriptures, reading the scriptures about Christmas, reading the scriptures about Jesus and about his coming, reading the gospel accounts in Matthew and in Luke of the birth of Jesus Christ and all that happened around it. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, we want this to be a December where we remembered Jesus, where we took the time to consider Jesus more, to think about him, just to meditate on what it means that a Savior has come. He is Christ the Lord. That to meditate on the fact that we really would have been condemned to an eternity in hell with no hope in torment forever if our God Jesus did not willingly become a human man for us, willingly be born into this earth, willingly live a perfect righteous life on our behalf that we could never live, then die that horrible, torturous death on the cross that we deserve to die, and then was raised from the dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, today we're gonna talk about a very well-known passage where, you know, right after the birth of Jesus, and an angel appears to the shepherds and tells them that a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And we're going to see, just the shepherds hurry off. They get the word of God. They get the word from an angel that the Savior has been born. And they hurry now to go find out about the word of God. They're in a rush to do what the angel had revealed to them. And that's a picture to us. We were in Bible study this morning, and the topic that we had in Bible study that we were contemplating is a four-word phrase: biblical intentionality with simplicity. Biblical intentionality with simplicity. That's what our lives ought to be, right? We ought to be men and women who have a biblical worldview, who are grounded in a view of reality that's found in the Bible, in and through the Word of God. Ultimately, it's grounded in the person of Jesus Christ, the God-man Jesus Christ. Everything is about Jesus. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. That ought to be our worldview. We ought to approach reality and live our lives according to a biblical worldview. Now, from there, we need to be intentional. It won't just happen because we say we believe the Bible and go to church on Sunday. It absolutely will not. It won't happen because we go to church and listen to sermons. It will not happen. All that's a good thing. Do that. But biblical intentionality is about every day growing in your relationship with Jesus, growing to know him, growing to love him, growing to walk with him, growing to study his word, growing in prayer and praise and worship and thanksgiving, not in a religious way, not because you have to, but because you get to. Our devotion to Jesus is the single most important thing in our lives. And the reason we don't do it more, as the guys were talking about today, they did a good job. Three of our leaders, Tom and Jesse and Stephen and Josh, we're just talking about the fact that we don't, we would spend more time with Jesus. But the fact is we actually take more enjoyment out of other things or other hobbies or just other things occupy our time. And obviously we're consistently thinking about money and the need for money and what we're going to do with money. And then we have our hobbies and our pleasures. And then our life is consumed with worries and difficulties, as Jesus spoke about in the parable of the seed. The third seed is choked, right? Because of the deceitfulness of riches, meaning we're always thinking about money because of the worries of this life, because, we're choked. Our walk with Jesus is choked out because we're consistently worrying about things. All of us can recognize that, right? And then finally, for the desire for other things more than Jesus. And so that's what we're dealing with. So you're going to need to have biblical intentionality. I am. We're going to have to intentionally devote ourselves to spending time in the Word of God, spending time in prayer, praying to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, praying directly to the Holy Spirit, praising and worshiping and thanking our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Personally, again, you want to get away from using the generic word God, okay? Again, you have personal relationship with Jesus and in Jesus and through Jesus, not with the generic being God, but with each person of our triune God. You have personal relationship in Jesus. God the Father is your heavenly Father, and you want to get to know him as your Father. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and Master and King and friend. You're the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. God the Holy Spirit is your guide, your comforter, your counselor. You want to begin to move in rhythm with the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. All of this happens as we grow in greater devotion to Jesus. And so with that biblical intentionality, we really do need to not be so complicated and make things harder than they are. We need biblical intentionality with simplicity. And that's what we're going to see in the shepherds today. We're going to see biblical intentionality. These are simple men. Okay, they're blue-collar men, they're hard-working men. And why did Jesus choose to reveal himself? Why did Jesus choose on the day of his birth that the only people to see him, to see the live baby Savior, the God-man on the day of his birth, beside his parents, Mary and Joseph, and the animals, are these shepherds? Golly, I'm excited. We're rolling here. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy, your favor, your goodness, and your grace on our lives. We thank you that we have this incredible Bible. We thank you that we have the scriptures, the living word of God. We thank you for Christmas, Father. We thank you for the birth of our Savior. Above all, we thank you for Jesus, our only Lord and Savior and Master and King. Lord Jesus, we thank you for becoming a human man for us. We thank you for living a perfect, righteous life on our behalf that we could never live. We thank you for dying a torturous death on our behalf that we deserve to die. And we thank you that you're alive and risen, and we worship you today. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us now as we open your word, our Bible. Give us eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts, soften our hearts that we would understand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, Luke 2. I'm just going to read the scriptures. 8 to 20. Again, I would encourage all of us this Christmas season, right? Keep reading these scriptures. Read this scripture, Luke 2, 8 to 20. Read it 5 times a day until Christmas. I dare you, okay? Read it slowly. Read it like this. Luke 2, verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. So you saw how I read that, right? Intentionally, thoughtfully, you want to read the scriptures in a way that you just absorb them into your soul. You want that word of God to just get down in your soul. Okay. So you see how I read that. Okay. So, you know, hopefully that's how you do it. So you want to get the word of God in you more. So again, you know, go back and read verses, you know, 1 to 7. And say, you know what, on my lunchtime, I'm just going to read these verses 5 times. Slowly, you're going to think about them. Boom, get them into your spirit, right? It may take you 10 minutes. Do it slowly, and man, you'll get the word of God in you. I need more of the word of God in me, more, just more of the living word of God. Jesus is called the word of God. The more time you spend in the word of God, the more time you spend just absorbing the scriptures as a genuine Christian, the more you will grow in Christ. In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, men and women does not live on physical bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. This Bible, so again, keep rolling, you know, through the rest of this month and just reading the scriptures and absorbing them. Verse 8, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." Living out in the fields. Pretty much no one who listens to this lives out in the fields, right? Why does Jesus choose to allow this group of people? He could have allowed anyone to see him. But no, he sent his angel so the shepherds would be the ones to get to see the Savior. Quite a deal. Quite a memorable experience for all the rest of their lives and for all eternity. They got to see Jesus, the God-man, on the day of his birth. But they're blue-collar men. These are not complicated men. One of the greatest detriments to our walk with Jesus Christ is we are a complex people. We ask hundreds of questions. We ask why. I remember when, you know, I've had several spiritual fathers in my life, you know, at different seasons, at different times. But my first two, you know, Pastor Rick, who's still alive, just a tremendous man of God. You know, he's rolling into his late 80s. And then Pastor Doug, these men gave me their time when I was a new Christian. 28 years ago. And I remember, you know, just they've both spoken with such wisdom, you know, into my life, both exhorting me and encouraging me in my walk with Christ. And I try to emulate that with you know, and in the way that I disciple and help others. But I remember when Brother Doug said, you know, and this was probably, I don't know, he died maybe 3 years ago, and this is probably 5 years ago now, when I said, you know, you know, what would be a counsel you'd give me now, you know, at this stage in your life? What would you do differently? And he said two things right away. The first thing is he said, I would spend more time with men like you. I would spend more time outside just the walls of the church. And I would give more time to people in Christ, more time to just exhorting people and teaching people and discipling people personally. And that was encouraging. And I do try to emulate that. But the second one, I have not been able to do. He said, the second thing I would do, John, is I would stop asking why. So what do you mean? He said, I look back on it. And now I've gotten to a place where I stop asking, Lord, why? When a difficulty's in my life, why? I always want to know why. I ask too many questions, and you know, I would stop asking why to everything and just simply walk with the Lord and accept what he has for me. Now, again, that's some kind of grown-up Christian that I'm not, right? Because it's hard when problems or difficulties. We want to know why, Lord, why, Lord, why, Lord, why, Lord? You know, well, you know, Jesus will tell us to do something and we make things complicated. It's the why that makes things complicated. Jesus is not obligated to tell us why. Rarely does he, right? We can walk with him. We can devote ourselves to him. We can obey him or not. I said all that to say that when I look back on it now, 5 years, and I still ask too many questions. Biblical intentionality with simplicity. These shepherds are blue-collar men, hardworking men. They live outside. They tend the sheep. They do the hard work. And they have a heart that they can receive revelation from Jesus. You know, all of us would like to know Jesus more. We'd like to have a deeper relationship with him. We'd like to have divine appointments like this, wouldn't we? But we don't have this kind of heart, right? Our heart often is not simple. Our heart is complicated. Our heart is pulled in various different directions. We're not simple men and women like a shepherd or shepherdess. They live in the fields. A field is not as comfortable as my house or your house, right? Living in the fields with the sheep. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were terrified. There's an element of terror where you believe you could die at any point, okay? Terror, right? Immense fear. Verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. I've said this before. It's as if the gospel, the good news, Christmas, the birth of Jesus can become commonplace to us. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Every single one of us ought to have great joy. And again, the more you do this, the more you think about Jesus, the more you devote yourself to him, the more you read the scriptures about his birth, the more you spend time in the gospels, the more joy you will have and the greater you will get to know him. Verse 11, today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Verse 12, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Every one of us would have loved to be there that night, right? Do you know that the Lord desires, he does want us to have a deeper revelation of him. He does want us to know him better. He does want us to have divine appointments. He does want to reveal himself to us in more exciting ways. He really does. But that's really not what we want. Or if we do want it, we want it for free. You know, we don't want to have to devote ourselves to Jesus, to walk with him more obediently. We don't want to walk in biblical intentionality with simplicity. You know, we just want to go to church, have our life, and we want to have deeper, more profound, more exciting relationship and experience with Jesus. Well, it doesn't work that way. We're basically going to get out of it what we put into it. But if you'll press into Jesus, if you'll have a life that's marked with greater biblical intentionality, like a shepherd, and simplicity, the Lord will begin to reveal himself to you in more profound ways, and it will be exciting. How cool it would have been to see this company, hundreds of angels, whatever it was, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's get back to our Netflix. Let's get back to that game we were playing. Man, let's get back to my nap. Man, let's get back to that Instagram I was looking at. Was that what they did? What am I getting at? When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the angels get the word of God. The angels get a revelation of Jesus. What we often do is when we get a revelation, we're like, man, that's cool. But man, I've been looking forward to watching that Cowboys game. Me. I've been looking forward to, man, to trying out this my new Xbox game. Man, I've been looking forward to binging this new Netflix show because, you know, watching them 10 episodes in a row for an hour is a profoundly good use of 10 hours. And that's why we don't have a deeper revelation of Jesus. Now, again, there's nothing wrong in itself. It's okay to watch a football game. It's okay to play a game. It's okay to watch Netflix. But if you began to spend just a little less time doing that, and I did, and more time intentionally spending time with Jesus, if you had a little more biblical intentionality and simplicity, and certainly if I did, I'm talking to myself, we would have a greater revelation. If we had the heart of a shepherd. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Man, let's go. Verse 16, so they hurried off. Man, imagine when we hear the word of God, or you listen to this today, and you hurry off. Imagine if you listen to this and you actually do what I've talked about in here and start reading this account, Luke 2, 8 to 20, five times a day. Imagine if you did that. Imagine if you started spending a little more time in prayer. You know, imagine if instead of watching 10 episodes of Netflix, you only watch 9 and you actually use that hour for walking with Jesus and growing with Jesus and having some devotional time or spending time in the Bible or listening to another teaching or serving others or building up others or making, oh my goodness. God has given his word. We will get out of it what we put into it. Lord said, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. It's open to us today, y'all. We can do this today. It's not too late. I mean, let's have like a new revelation of Jesus this Christmas, right? And again, that will come when we read the scriptures, when we read about the birth of Jesus, and we do what the shepherds did. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened. Let's you and I go to Bethlehem, right? Let's you and I, man, go back and think about this and then go to Bethlehem and just picture seeing Jesus there. So they hurried off. Again, we hurry off to do our hobbies. We hurry off to get our work done. We hurry off so that we can do the things that we enjoy. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. We do our responsibilities, but man, they hurried off to obey the word of God, the word that the angel told them. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. They found it as the Lord had told them. Again, there are so many promises in the scriptures. If we'll hurry off and begin to apply our lives to obey these scriptures, to simply repent without shame or condemnation or guilt, just say, I'm sorry, Lord. Right? Just go before the Lord and say, man, Lord, my life is all about me too much. I do want to know you better. I want to walk with you more. Lord, forgive me and help me, Holy Spirit. Boom, he's right there and will, y'all. There ought to be a joy of repentance. There's no condemnation in repentance, Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation if you're in Christ. Verse 17, when they had seen him, Jesus. I mean, that's what it's about, y'all. It's about seeing Jesus. We want to have eyes that see Jesus as we ask the Holy Spirit for all the time, right? Begin to ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes to see Jesus. And again, it's not just going to happen. Eyes to see Jesus in the scripture. Eyes to see Jesus in prayer. Eyes to see Jesus in fellowship. Eyes to see Jesus when you use your time, talents, and money in service to him. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. It's not complicated. Biblical intentionality. They spread the word. How much time do you spend spreading the word? How much time do you spend talking about Jesus? If you're candid with yourself, if you're honest, you'll say, maybe not very much, or certainly not what I should be, right? And we don't just stay there. You should acknowledge that, right? You're not spreading the word of what has been told you about Jesus. You and I have an obligation as Christians to spread the word about Jesus. There's a lot of ways you could do that. Maybe some of you said, I'm not good talking. Well, you can go to our website, kingdomd.org. There are various tracts that we've written there, gospel tracts. You can print them off. Everything's free. They're written in a way where you can fold them up and just leave them around, right? You'll be spreading the word. These are gospel tracts that talk about the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. These are gospel tracts that are written with the gospel on it that will spread the word concerning Jesus. You can leave them anywhere. You can leave them in a bathroom. You can leave them, you know, on the table with the waiter. You can leave them in a grocery store all around. Some of the guys leave them on the shelves in the grocery store. When people come around, they find them. You could certainly put them under car windshield wipers. When someone comes, they take that out, right? It says the Christian gospel, the good news in Jesus, right? Again, when you do this, you're spreading the word. And of course, you can hand them to people. There's nothing on these gospel tracts that has There's literally no contact information on these gospel tracts. We're not promoting ourselves here. There's no promotion of kingdom discipleship at all. And there's a story there. But, you know, there's no website on it. There's no phone number on it. There's no ministry on it. There's nothing on these gospel tracts except the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, explaining that we're sinners, we need a savior, and only in Jesus can we be saved. Again, begin to spread the word. Begin to use a little bit more, right? Let's say you went and started, got one of these gospel tracts out a day. Again, you'll draw closer to Jesus and you'll be serving others. They spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. Wow. They just simply went and did what the angel told them to do. 19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Again, Mary's thinking about it. How much time do you spend pondering this situation, pondering Christmas, pondering the birth of your Savior? Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And again, we want to spend more time glorifying and praising Jesus, thanking our Heavenly Father, thanking Jesus, praising the Holy Spirit, just for the fact that we have this, Bible, for all the things which we have been told. We ought to be in praise and worship and consistent thanksgiving. Get down on your knees at least once a day before Jesus and praise, worship, thanksgiving. You don't have to be there for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, just for a minute a day, whatever. Being down in a posture of surrender before Jesus will be good for us all. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy, your favor, your goodness, and your grace on our lives. We thank you that we have our Bible, Father. Father, I ask you to forgive me just for the areas where I have had a lack of biblical intentionality, where I've had a lack of simplicity. Father, I pray for myself and all those who are listening that we would be men and women that would have a lifestyle of biblical intentionality and simplicity, like these shepherds who hear the word of the Lord and hurry off to obey it, then spread what they've heard. Lord Jesus, we want to have a deeper devotion to you. We want to experience more life with you, Lord, even as you told us that you've come that we have life and have it abundantly. Some of us are saved, Lord, and have spiritual life, but it certainly doesn't feel abundant. So, Holy Spirit, I do ask you to convict us, to seal us to our hearts, to point us to Jesus, that we would live with more biblical intentionality and simplicity in all that we do, also that we might see Jesus more clearly, that we might know him more, that we might walk with him, that he might reveal himself to us in ways that we might know him better, that all of this might be more interesting and exciting to us as we serve Jesus more and more. Father, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.